Thank you.
All right, Levi Kitchen. So we're waiting for the press conference. Hayden may be docked positions for going off the track. We don't know yet.
Yeah, I guess so. I don't know. It is what it is. I think part of it's because I was talking to Tom, and they docked him in the second moto. So now
first moto.
Yep. So they probably feel that pressure of well, we docked him. So
I didn't think Tom's docking was appropriate. Like, he kind of slowed down and Hayden gained on him. So I'm like, okay, that's fine.
Yeah. I don't know. And Hayden's was also, who knows? You know, the kid beat me today, and whatever happens, I guess, he rode great, and I don't like this stuff for that reason. And I'm hungry right now, really hungry.
So am I. Check will cash, so that'll be nice.
And actually, Mitch and I made a deal today. Okay. If I did win the overall, he has to do his cheetah print hair like mine. Oh. So.
Oh, then we got to hope this thing. Well, will Mitch claim technicality?
That's where I think he might, though. I don't know.
I think he will.
Yeah.
Listen, you show up with hair like that, you got to be hauling ass. So you had to feel pretty good coming in today?
I did, yeah. But, man, the mindset's changed. I'm really stoked on today, and I'm trying to be super stoked. But, I feel like a different guy this year. I want to win really bad. And, I don't know. But it was a good start.
It was a great start. So the spike in the boot, what was up with that?
Yeah, another boot and freak, and I don't want the Fox boots are great. I swear this is the weirdest thing today. I don't even know the chance of it. It went up through two buckles, through the bottom, stabbed my shin.
Okay. So you were in pain?
It didn't feel great, but.
It's the green leopard right here.
If he shows up with hair like that's your next. You're next. You can pull it off. You just went 1-1. Yeah. So hold on. I was thinking, why did he slow down and pull it out? But it didn't hurt you?
No, but there was no, those things actually surprisingly, cause the yellow piece went up. So the black piece was still on there and it was heavier than I thought. It would have been a pain in the ass to ride with.
Okay. So it was more it wasn't pain. It was a heavy,
I could not ride with that thing in there.
Cause it cost you the moto win.
I mean, it did. Yeah.
Really impressive. Second moto. So, I talked to a couple of riders. It's funny because it's 30 minutes, it's two laps, it's a motocross track, but more than a few guys are like, dude, there's nowhere to pass. Did you find that out there for you, or did you have a spot in second moto where you're like, I'm going to try to get him here?
No, I think you would have seen me make an attempt if I had an idea of where to do it, and I'm pissed at myself because last lap I found an outside on the last lap, but I was already so far back from some lappers. And in my head, I'm like, are you kidding me? Because I could have done this maybe earlier. Yep. But, it was surprisingly, if you look at it, it's not one line at all. There's ruts everywhere.
Yeah,
but it kind of funneled everywhere, I felt like.
I'm a racer. I don't know if you saw my video of Villapoto. I'm a real racer.
I know you are.
And I was like, what do you mean you can't pass on an outdoor track? Yeah. But I hear it from enough guys where I think there's something there.
Yeah. No, and that's why Hayden, he had my number in the first moto. He had some better lines, but I kept just closing him down, and I don't know if he would have. I mean, maybe he had an idea where to get me if I didn't have the stake incident, but I might have been able to hold him off too. Overall, it was a good day for sure.
It was cool today. It wasn't hot, but man, you guys really pulled away from some other dudes. That had to feel really nice, fitness wise and speed wise. I was surprised at how much you pulled on some really fast guys.
Yeah, me too. That first moto, it may have looked like I got tired, and I think Hayden might have thought the same. Maybe he felt like he's in better shape, but TMI, but stomach problems all day. I haven't been able to keep anything down, and I cramped so my stomach. Oh, I had the worst stomach ache for the last 10 minutes of that race. So I was able to pretty much poop all of it out, I guess you could say. In the second moto, I felt fine.
Just Pedialyte and pooping.
It was straight water today, all day. Yeah,
we're good here. Well, as we wrap this up, we still don't know whether you won today or not, so we don't know.
Yeah, I know. In my heart, though, I got second, no matter what these results come out as.
Thanks, Kitch.
Yeah, thank you.